Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
When Jenaire Girardo suspected her husband was cheating, she secretly recorded him and heard the proof. He was having an affair.
Why do they get to be happy? And why do I have to suffer? I just love him so much, I can't take it.
And then Jenaire began recording herself, revealing how and why she was about to kill two people.
Well, more breaking news now from Delaware.
Radnor police say Jenaire Girardo ambushed the 33-year-old.
One of the big questions any mental health professional struggles with is, isn't everybody who commits murder mentally ill? To which most of us would say no, not necessarily.
From Podcast One, I'm Barbara Schroeder, writer-director of Netflix's Evil Genius, introducing Bad Bad Thing.
The shocking story that made headlines around the world.
Subscribe to Bad Bad Thing at Spotify, Apple, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
He turned me into a monster because he doesn't know anything about honesty.
This episode is brought to you by our friends at JB Weld. Love these guys. Proud sponsor of Ace on the House. The epoxy adhesive brand used by both pros and DIYers. It's available everywhere. Trusted for over 50 years. And you go to jbweld.com and all the other places. AutoZone, Advance, Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Walmart. It's everywhere. JB Weld, world's strongest bond. What are we talking about in this episode, Stromer?
You know, outdoor bars. Underage drinking. Mm-hmm. Can they coexist and commingle? Well, you'll find out.
You'll find out. Yeah. We get into some Jewish rock bands
Well. And the Great Humpty Hump.
And we deal with some coping joints.
We sure do.
Versus Inside 90s.
And that saw you told me about, which I now love. Mm-hmm. What's that called again?
Scroll saw.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First, I'll tell you about NordVPN. Boy, public Wi-Fi, man. It's a hotbed for hackers. They're going to steal your data, man. You need to protect yourself. Turn on the news. It's all hacking all the time now. They're go for the big fish. They'll get down to you. Don't worry. You got to use NordVPN. You can use it on your phone or your laptop. It gives you peace of mind, especially when you're traveling. And a lot of VPNs have the reputation of slowing down internet speed. Not with NordVPN. It's the fastest VPN in the world. You won't even know when it's running. You need peace of mind. You need to protect yourself. Put NordVPN on up to 6 devices, and they have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So go to nordvpn.com/ace. That's nordvpn.com/ace. Or use the code ACE to get a 2-year plan plus a bonus gift with a huge discount. That is NordVPN.
This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the House.
Yeah, get it on, got to get on the chairs, make a
get that thing on.
Yeah, Stromer's over there.
This that was almost like a motorboat sound.
Ace on the House, yeah, man. What's going on?
Man, I'm just doing it. I'm riding around doing things, tied up that poker lounge. They do their first thing Friday night. It's all ready to go. Tables are in, lights are on.
How's that video wall?
Well, unfortunately, Samsung could not deliver their TVs on time.
Yeah.
So there are temporaries up now, mm-hmm. loaners, if you will, until mm-hmm. the real deal Holyfield shows up. But I'm not putting those. That's a whole AV guy. I don't have to deal with that.
Yeah, the grid is that video wall that's made up of multiple units that are
9 TVs on the wall
that are 50 inches across
that's
or something.
Right. Yeah.
Are they 50?
Yeah, 50, and it can become one wall. It can become one image or 9
right,
images.
Right, with a little side skirt on there.
You barely see it.
Just a black line.
Don't even see it.
3/16 thick or something when the two things are butted together.
Exactly, and then at the end of the day, it'll be out of vogue, and there'll be something new in 2 weeks. So it all seems so silly to me.
And you could theoretically.
And meanwhile, I took off like, you know, two 40-inch, 50-inch TVs that were $10,000 3 years ago that we threw in the dumpster.
Yeah.
That's the irony of this whole thing.
Yeah, that's technology, yes, man. Sir. That's how it works when there's no moving parts.
I know it.
When there's moving parts, you know, trucks and cars and watches and stuff like that, then there's a value to
that's
it.
Right. But
when there's no moving parts, man, the price just keeps going down and down.
Lost Hills dumpster landfill out there in Calabasas.
Well, and
that's my favorite.
Up on a beach in India, so don't that's worry right. about it. So you are wrapping that up.
Yeah, wrapping that up. I got something now starting mid-August when I come back.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a couple of bathroom and a kitchen remodel, and then doing, you know, surrounding this guy's house with fine redwood fencing. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff going. It's stacking up. I like that.
All right. We got questions, Matt?
Yes, we do.
Oh, we got someone. Someone's got a hole in the ceiling.
Oh, no.
Too big for the light fixture.
That's Big Al in Colorado, isn't it?
Big Alex, yeah. 36, Colorado. Alex?
So I got I had an LED fixture, 6-inch, in the ceiling that I hated. It was only on one switch. I yanked that thing out, took the aluminum can out. So now it's just a hole with two wires coming out of it. So I wanted to put a decorative fixture up there, but the fixture kind of crown is only about 4.5 inches. I can't find a ceiling box anywhere that's 6 inches. They're all 4. So how the hell do I get some kind of box up there that has the two screw holes that can allow me to mount the top of my light fixture to? You follow me?
Sort of.
Yeah. Is there an existing box that does work, but the hole is too big?
Wait a second. You had a can up there, right?
Yeah, there's a can up there, and the LED had some funky kind of spring thing. I just ripped it all out. But traditional box has those two holes, and then on the light fixture side is that bar that you put the screws through.
Right.
You screw that in, and that mounts it to the box, which is mounted to the ceiling, and then you put the light fixture in.
Yeah, but
So I can't find a box big enough because it's a 6-inch hole.
Yeah, the problem is you had a 6-inch hole and a 4-inch box.
Right. Well, why don't you just do like an oversized escutcheon over the hole that you can order online to cover it. They sell those, right? So you can keep the same existing box, hook the fan to it, and then get an oversized escutcheon.
You're trying to put a ceiling fan up?
No, it's just a regular like kind of decorative light fixture.
That's what I thought.
It's like call it a chandelier.
Stromer manufactured the fan part.
I just wishful thinking. I think you need a fan.
Because if you want a ceiling fan, there's another kind of box with that has the two arms that slide out that you can screw into the joist, you know, 16 on center or whatever to hang the thing
right
on there. Or you could put a block up there. But you're not doing a ceiling fan. You're just doing a smaller light, right?
That's correct.
All right. So as Stromer said, there's two ways to do this. You can either just patch the drywall and then do whatever you want, but that's a little bit of work.
Yeah.
Or you can go with the escutcheon, the sort of the round. You know, it's tantamount to if you ever change your shower valve and there's a hole in the tile.
Yeah.
They have the bigger round plate that you can put over it that'll cover the hole.
And they also have oversized switch and plug plates, too, to do the same thing.
Right. So that's pretty easily found. And then you just go with your 4-inch box. When you say box, you mean like a 2-gang box or a 4-gang box?
Yeah, the ceiling box that has the two holes in it that you screw the thing into.
Yeah, the mount thing.
But that works. It's not going to look pro-level, but it'll work.
If you find an escutcheon, if you find that hubcap that's right at 6 or 6.5 or whatever it is, and it's decent in the finish.
You can paint it the color of the ceiling if it doesn't have the right metal color that works for it, you know what I mean? And just make it blend in. You won't even notice it.
Yeah, that's a way to go.
This is 12 feet in the air, too, so I'm going to be the only person who ever notices it if I even do so.
Wow.
I'll check it out.
Me and Stromer.
We'll notice. When we come over, we'll be like, oh, my God, nice house. But, oh, that undersized escutcheon. Jeez.
Well, I imagine there's plenty of this going on. So somebody's definitely made one of these escutcheons, right?
Yeah, and they also do wood versions of them, too, that almost look, you know, how they look like fake plaster stuff and things that you can create sort of the look of different coffered ceilings.
Yeah.
There's a ton of stuff out there.
Yeah, they have like plaster ones that you could paint, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's all out there, Alex. Go find it.
Sweet deal. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You bet, man.
You too. All right, let's see. You got what, Matt? We got questions?
Yes, we do. Please email us your questions, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. If you want to see videos and pictures, we got them all at aceontheroof.com. And we have a video question from Corey in Chicago.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
So I'm in the west suburbs of Chicago here, and I built this bird bench bird feeder out of popsicle sticks and other little pieces of wood. And the deal is I got it tied to this tree, but it keeps on falling apart. I used Gorilla Glue, and then I used glue stick from Glue Gun, and it just keeps on falling apart. I don't know if it's the heat here or the rain or both, but wondering if you could help me out what I can do to keep this stuck together and on the tree for the birds. Thanks, guys.
You know, I tell you, if it's got to hold weight like it does, because once you put the seed in there and the birds land or the squirrels crawl on it, it'll literally just pull anything apart. But you know what works great is this wood weld stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, JB Weld.
That's the JB Weld stuff.
Yeah.
It almost like fuses end grain to regular grain. That's always where you run into problem when you're trying to do end grain to the flat grain stuff. It's tough to stick. But that wood weld stuff seems to work pretty well. You know what I'm saying? I like them.
I would go with the JB Weld as well.
By the way, speaking of JB Weld, the world's strongest bond, for crying out loud. Pros have trusted it for over 50 years. But why would you hire a pro when JB Weld makes it easy to do it yourself? Now, we are proud to have JB Weld Epoxy Adhesive as a sponsor. And Adam obviously personally knows that owner. He met him at the old booth there. Was it SEMA? Back years ago. And you guys hit it off, had a couple of words. It turned into sponsorship. And lo and behold, you and I got boatloads full of adhesive product that are just changing our lives, right?
Used it on stone the other day. Used it on a stone threshold that was underneath my window, front window, that somehow somebody stepped on outside and broke or something. But I took that piece like a,
you know what probably broke that stone? Sonny's shoes that you fixed with JB Weld also, for crying out. And I obviously, I did my tile tray. It was leaking water. That putty stuff, it's a two-part, part A and part B. Putty epoxy, you just then smear it like chewing gum in the corner of anything, and it holds water like crazy. Anyway, no projects are too big or small. They got Autocrafts Plumbing, Marine, and more. Use on metal, wood, plastics, glass, ceramics. Keep it in your kitchen drawer with craft supplies in the garage. Also, JB Weld just acquired Herculiner, which is a great truck bed. It's the original DIY truck bed liner. So if you're looking for the world's strongest truck bed liner, Herculiner has you covered, Matt.
JB Weld is available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, Napa, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And remember, JB Weld epoxy products are proudly made in the USA. JB Weld, world's strongest bond.
All right. We have some emails.
We got a great great email question. Sorry to cut you off. Just really excited about this email.
Take it easy, man.
It's from Chris in San Diego. It starts with, "Hi, guy."
Hi, guy.
In my garage, I recently noticed a damp spot on the slab that never seems to dry up. It's 24 by 16 and just a few feet away from the gas furnace. All water pipes, as far as I can tell, are not buried in the slab but run inside the walls. There could be sewer pipe underneath, but I have no way to tell. It's not getting any bigger. It's just there. Is there a problem? What do you think's going on? Pictures included with a beer can for scale. Thanks.
Mm. Yeah, I like how he used the beer can, because that's something I clearly can understand.
Yeah.
Reference-wise.
12 ounces.
Right? 12
ounces.
There you go. Yeah. Doesn't that look like an original oil spill to you on slab?
It does, but if it's wet, it'll look like oil. Yeah. It's got a weird, I mean, it's shaped as if someone took a wet welcome mat and just laid it down.
That's exactly right.
On the slab.
Yeah. This is where you're getting into your forensics, right? Architectural forensics.
We're getting into the poltergeist theme here because, like I said, I had this an old house, not on a slab, but on a wood floor, and it, I have no idea where. Look, I mean.
Did it scare the bejesus out of you? Are you a believer in spirits and otherworldly things?
I'm from North Hollywood. We don't have ghosts. That's my whole thing with ghosts. Everyone I know who grew up in like New Orleans, dated a ghost. Yeah, yeah. My fourth grade teacher was a ghost. Yeah. I had an old captain that lived in my house.
Sea captain, if you will.
All right, so if you're from New Orleans, that's what you have. If you're from North Hollywood, you've never seen a ghost. So
not one.
Are ghosts that regional?
Yeah. Regional ghosts.
Regional
ghosts. They're everywhere down there. You're right.
But not here. No one from Tarzana.
Maybe
ever
the Arts
seen
District. There might be some in the Arts District of NoHo.
Well, how do you explain nobody in the San Fernando Valley's ever seen a ghost, but everyone in New Orleans has seen a ghost? If it's not a cultural thing, you know, if there's actual ghosts, everyone who lives in this one area has seen them, but they never get out of that area.
They stay there. It's a ghost fest.
Plenty of people have died in North Hollywood that have beefs. You know, the reason, here's what a ghost is.
Yeah.
It's a person that was formerly alive who died with a beef.
You know that's right.
I mean?
They're walking the earth with chains going, oh.
They're coming back because they were killed by their husband and no one believed them.
Well, and then when you and I do the Potter wheel thing and I sit behind you and we create that thing on the Potter wheel in the song.
Yeah.
Oh, my friend.
Unchained melody.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was the great Patrick Swayze. And what's her name?
Demi Moore.
Kiss.
Those are the Righteous Brothers.
Yeah. You and I could do that again if you wanted.
I think.
Beatles suits, me and
Blue Eyed Soul, man.
Yeah.
You know the Righteous Brothers, I think, got their. I think the Righteous Brothers are like two white guys who are like singing in a black club or
whatever.
That's right.
And some
black guy just went, those brothers are righteous.
That's right.
And they became the Righteous Brothers.
That's how easy it would be.
All right.
Anyway, no ghosts in NoHo.
Yeah.
That could be a placemat ghost on this concrete slab.
I really wish I knew more about this subject. There should be a water source.
Yeah.
I don't know what the water. Now, the thing that's interesting.
It wouldn't block. If it were leaking under the slab, it would not create a dimensional stain like that.
Yeah. The shape, the water stain has borders.
Yes.
And I don't know why it has borders, because if it was just leaking under the slab, it just seems like it would just spread
out
like an ink blot.
Yeah, like an ink blot. That's right.
Right. Yeah. So how does this thing have a shape? And that's where the paranormal comes in.
Exactly right.
It's a welcome mat.
It's the ghost of the welcome.
That's right. And now it's searches.
Searching. Roaming the earth.
Yeah, now I don't know what's in a slab. I mean, I could buy it if it was on an expansion joint or something like that, but it's not.
No, it isn't.
It's just
Does that look like it was once? Is that a patch of concrete? Does that look like a patch right where the beer can sits?
I don't know. I might get one of those moisture finder things, although I don't know if you need one. I mean,
well, you know, there are leak detection services that can come out and literally find leaks in slabs.
Like X-ray stuff.
Exactly, if you need
to. I guess I would do that, because it seems like water's coming from somewhere, and I can't figure out why it's gathering there and taking that shit.
The only upside to this call is that you and I got to do one more Soaring Love ballad.
That's right. That's Unchained Melody.
That's right.
By the Righteous Brothers. Mm-hmm. All right, let me tell you about Talkspace. Everyone's racing to get back to normal these days, but getting back to feeling normal, well, it could take a little time. Now's the time to prioritize your mental health. You need to take care of your being, people. We talk to friends, we talk to family during tough times, but they don't always have good advice, especially my family. But, you know, I got guys I can talk to. I talk to guys like Drew. I have friends, you know. Not everyone has access to dudes like Dr. Drew. Talkspace, man, makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist, send unlimited messages, and schedule live video sessions from the comfort of your own device. Start messaging the day you sign up, individual and couples therapy as well, and medication prescription services also. Talkspace works around your schedule at your convenience. Go anywhere and take your therapist with you. It's Talkspace, right, Matt?
Start feeling better with a single message. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code ACE. That's $100 off when you use code ACE at Talkspace.com.
All right. So let's see. What other questions do we have?
Got another good email if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this one's from Rob in San Carlos. Hi, guy.
Hi, guy.
Okay. Called in a few weeks back and wanted to send in pictures and confirm that they would still recommend using a plexiglass backing to an outdoor cabinet that was repurposed from an old record cabinet.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sure.
I haven't had time to do it, so I wanted to ask, do you guys still recommend the plexiglass? My cousin also listens to the show and recommended putting a J-mold bracket on the outside and sliding the plexiglass into it.
Yeah, I like the J mold. I mean, there's lots of molding and tracks and stuff like that. J mold, Z flashing, L flashing.
Oh, wait, let me see those cute kids. Can you make that closer
it's
here?
It's all just the same.
Look at those cuties.
Yeah.
He's making a bar for his lovely lady.
Is that his kid or his underage Asian wife?
Either way, he's serving her alcohol and I like it.
I didn't see her in the catalog.
Either way, he's gussing her up with liquor, and that's fine by me.
Now, why are we looking at two pictures? Are we looking at...
Wait,
we're looking
did you
at
say...
A,
is that, did you say, is that his wife or underage daughter?
No, I said, is that his daughter or his underage wife?
I see. Okay.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
So, Ace, I'm guessing, but on the left, you're looking at the back, and I think on the right might have been before he took the original finish off, and now he's just sort of at an in-between. So he's
can I see the picture again with his wife slash daughter? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm going to say you need new glasses there, Schromer. Maybe it's the distance.
Wait, let me see that again. Can you close up on it real quick? Yeah, no, that's got to be his daughter. Yeah, she's drunk as hell. Look at how red his cheeks. Is that a costume? Is he a clown by day?
I don't know.
What
his daughter's probably drinking a virgin daiquiri. Don't let your head go there, Stromer. You don't know what's in that cup.
I have no idea.
All right. I'm still a little confused by the two pictures.
But it does remind me of the great John Wayne Gacy, the clown that used mm-hmm. to... A friend of mine, by the way... This guy, oh man, he's a comedian guy.
Just say comedian.
No, he was in Second City years ago and got picked up hitchhiking on the way home, and he got this sudden feeling of like darkness and looked and realized, wait, something's going on. And when the guy stopped the car, he got out and just ran.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, looks on TV, they busted Gacy, and it was Gacy in the car, and he just got that impending sense of doom.
Really?
Yeah, man. Mm. Yeah. David Pasquazi, you know that guy? It's a Second City actor guy, comedian.
It sounds familiar. Man. I don't know every comedic actor.
Well, they're all there. Everybody. You guys are in a thing, aren't you? A club. We talked to, who was the guy last week that we got to talk to? What's his name
Dan
again?
Pasquazi?
No.
I don't know.
Who was that actor, Matt, that called in?
Oh, Rob Schneider.
That's right, Schneider. Everywhere. Oh, there's stars everywhere. Look in the corner. There's Pat Paulson. He's here too. Everyone's here.
There's stars everywhere. All right. Where were we, man? Let's get this show back on the rails.
Somehow it went to serial killing and child molestation.
He's calling. It didn't go there. You took it there. He's talking about using J-metal to drop in his plexi.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. I would definitely go with stainless J-metal. I don't know if J-metal is always a quarter inch or it's a 3/8 or a 5/16 situation, but yeah, I would. No harm in J-Metal.
By the way, I have to admit something. I remember this call. I'm looking at it now. I still have no idea what the two of those things have to do with each other.
I'm with you. We have
what
one
is
very...
the thing on the right? Is that the old version of it?
Yeah, I think that's how he originally found it.
Now and then he turned it into that.
He stripped it, and then you're looking at a stripped picture of the back, and then the stripped picture of the front was where his daughter is sitting there.
I
mean, his drunken
Show me the front one more time, please. Boy, he okay. All right.
So if you look,
is that clown makeup?
He's got rosy cheeks. He was water skiing.
Why does he have red cheeks?
All right,
what's happening?
You're straying into Dr. Drew territory. Where you just like point at stuff.
Can I get the number of that therapy service again?
Yes. Talk space is where you should go.
Thank you.
All right. Plexi.
$100 off. Thank God.
Plexi on the back. Yeah. All right. Here's what I would say. Let's get to the plexi. I would make sure that thing was square.
Yes.
Yes. And the way I would make sure that thing was square is measure from the upper right corner to the lower left corner from behind, yeah, and then go from the upper left corner to the lower right corner and check those numbers. Make sure they're the same. And if they're not,
then
fudge
not
that thing and get it square. That's how you check something for square.
Right.
Then the J metal, they must have stainless J metal, and they must have different sizes of J metal. J metal's fine. It's like a little bit of overkill. Probably don't need it. There might be some mounting issues with the J-Metal, but you can go ahead and use the J-Metal, and then you can just drop your plexi and slide it in and pull it out. Again, the J-Metal's good. It's like it's a good idea. It's a fair bit of work, and you're going to have to make sure and mount it correctly, and you might not have enough surface to mount the J-Metal correctly, and you definitely want to find a Galvi or a stainless. I think all of it's probably Galvi. Maybe you can find a stainless. But you still could just put a couple of mounting blocks in there and kind of friction mount it, or use a little bit of hook and loop, like Velcro type stuff to mount it as well.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you know, none of these underage drinkers are going to notice what the hell you're doing anyway, so who
right.
cares?
That's right. They don't care. They'll be in front of the bar. Yeah. All right. What else we got, man?
I just want to say before we move on, hearing the phrase so many times, you guys have inspired me. After the show's over, I'm going to call up a couple of my fellow Jewish friends. We're going to make the first J-Metal band.
Yeah, you yeah. did.
Angry Jews.
Boom.
It's going to be its own subgenre.
Heck yeah, it is.
Anywho, just want to throw that out there.
There was a band, a Jewish metal band.
Was there?
Rock band.
What was it called?
Double Dinos.
Damn right.
That's a good God, name.
Gotta get a song.
Yeah, you can look Jeez. Up the...
Was it like Klezmer or real like
Double Dinos, I don't know if they were novelty. Yeah. I remember they were like from the 80s, but it's a good name.
Yeah, it is.
And I still don't know if it was Double D Nose or Double Dinos, like a Dino Ferrari.
Boy, I don't know, but I can't wait to hear the hits.
Gary can look it up. I think I went to grammar school with someone who went and started that band.
Did you really?
If memory serves. All right, let's see. We got questions. Let me hit Air Med Care Network first. Health insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of an emergency medical flight. Even with comprehensive coverage, you could get hit with substantial copays and deductibles. That's why planning ahead is essential for financial protection. If an emergency arises, Air Med Care Network's highly trained crews can provide air medical transport to the nearest and most appropriate trauma center. With an Air Med Care Network membership, you pay no out-of-pocket expenses for that flight. That's right. Members won't see a bill when flown by an AMCN provider. An AMCN membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. So protect yourself with Air Med Care Network. Right, Matt?
Join AMCN and secure your financial peace of mind. Right now, as a listener of Ace on the House, you'll receive up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/ace and use offer code ACE.
Wait, you actually can get airlifted with this insurance policy if you have an accident where normally you would not?
Well, normally you would, but you might have to pay a lot of money for it.
That's amazing. Built. That's great.
All right. Questions, Double Dinos.
We're still looking up Double Dinos. We're finding a lot of dino, like dinosaur rock bands, apparently, which is very different. But we're going to put up a series of three pictures. It's related to a Twitter question that came in. If you look at the pictures on the left and the center, the question is, which side would you put the cope cut in this situation, next to a door, the wall on the left or right? And then that picture that's on the far right, what's the trick for coping baseboard? How's this going to look better than 45ing the cuts?
Oh, good question.
All right, so let's just break down the game film.
Yeah.
An inside corner, if you're doing baseboard, yeah, would either have two 45-degree cuts, right, on each piece, slide it in, make it a 90.
Right.
A lot of people do that. Then most of the pros, most of the guys that, you know, like to talk a good story, they say, oh, I do the coping, because it's
because you never have true 90s, really.
You don't have a true 90. Right. It's a tighter joint. Yeah. Now, I've done it both ways. I've done plenty of 90 joints. I've done plenty of coping joints.
Yeah. And I mean, when you start, so if you start with a compound miter saw and you get true 45s, and then you got to fart around with angles, you can cope from the pre-cut 45s easier than just coping from zero. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No.
Like, it helps to already set those in that corner and then cope from there, I find.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, it's been a while, and I probably didn't do a ton of coping, but I did it at some point.
Yeah.
One piece would just be run through and butt the wall. The next piece, you'd cut the way we used to do it is you'd cut a 45 on it, then take the edge of your pencil and just kind of drag it along, right, the high ridge and kind of mark it out.
Yeah.
And then get a coping saw and make sure the angle was tilted back a little so the front made contact.
Yeah, and then the back doesn't matter because you don't see it anyway. It just wants to fit in the corner, yeah.
Right. Now, what he's showing us here is like some 4-inch baseboard, and it's virtually flat with almost no detail.
Correct.
If it's virtually flat with almost no detail, I don't feel like it's as good a candidate for coping.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And there's two things as well. It's also paint grade.
Yeah.
So
a lot of ways to hide everything.
If two things are flat,
yeah,
and the two things are flat and it's paint grade, then I wouldn't muss with the cope.
No.
I would say just do two 45s.
Caulk it.
Meet them in the corner and caulk it up and paint it. Now,
you might caulk it twice because it sinks sometimes. Let it dry and then do 1 second coat. It stays dry.
Yeah,
it looks much better.
You also might want to get a gauge. See if the thing is 88 degrees or 92 degrees or something like that.
Right.
And if it's 92 degrees, then put a 46 on both sides.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's
like,
right.
Do that math.
And you can sometimes, you know, experiment with blown pieces or off cuts before you cut your true lengths.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's sometimes better to do that.
Oh, yeah. Maybe take a couple of pieces of 1x3.
Right.
Put a 45 on both, put them up in the corner flat on the floor, and just see how that gap looks.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you can kind of do the math, because most miter saws will go up to 50.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
Past 45, right?
Right.
What do most miter saws go? They go to 48? They don't get much past 45,
right,
but you can get past 45 if you have if you need it.
Yeah.
So, moral of the story, paint, grade, flat, you know, inornate, baseboard. I don't see any real reason for coping.
Love what he's doing, though, getting that in first and then doing the carpet second. Because there's a lot of people that try and do that over carpet. It looks terrible, and you can't ever get it out of there.
Yuck.
I want to kill myself.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Yep, do it.
Uh-huh. Really?
No. All right. And he
give me
had,
that number again. He had another, $100 credit one.
Ace, he had another question. Thing, he had another question about what side should he cope on. I mean, obviously, if you're just butting the casing, that runs down to the slab or down to the floor.
Yeah.
Just butt that. If you want to, yeah.
I mean, the seam now is fine and would be undetectable with caulk. You'd never
know. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
So I think some guys will use a... Talked to some hot shot the other day. Telling me.
Who is this?
Some guy on the road. He's like, I do my coping joints with a table saw or something. I was like, how do you do
really?
It? I think some guys will do it with a jigsaw.
Yeah.
But get a coping saw. Actually,
I like
a saw. You know, it's probably the best thing you could do a coping joint with.
What?
Scroll saw.
How dare you?
You ever use a scroll saw?
No.
Ever have a scroll saw?
No.
Scroll saw. Can you picture one?
No.
It's kind
it.
Of a hobbyist saw.
Tell me
it's
what
not
it looks
really,
like.
It. Okay. So you know what a bandsaw looks like.
Yeah.
This takes a blade like a coping saw blade.
Okay.
Goes over this arm and it's kind of spring loaded and just goes up, 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 up. It goes up and down. It doesn't go in a circle.
Oh, so, it's like so a the blade just goes back and forth like
right.
a jigsaw. Okay,
right. It's like a jigsaw with a very thin blade.
Okay,
but with a scroll saw. I think it's called a scroll saw.
Can you put that up there, Garrett?
You have a flat surface. Do the number two thing that's up there.
Oh, I've seen those.
Stromer. Yeah, you got a
okay,
nice flat.
I got
you. Got a nice flat surface on there.
So it kind of makes it takes the bandsaw and compacts it, right?
And it's not a band. It's just
right,
up and down, right?
Right. Oh, that's pretty.
And you could imagine how maneuverable it would be to do a coping
cut on
a scroll saw.
Interesting. Yeah, I like it. I might have to get one of those.
You should get one
of those.
Those
are cool.
And it's $110.
You know, Christmas is right around the corner, boys.
That's right. Huh? Ooh, Harbor Freight, man.
I can't do it. I've tried so many times. I can't.
Can't go to Harbor Freight?
I can't buy anything there except very simple, basic things.
Well,
although I do have a generator that I like from Harbor Freight.
You can buy a right angle grinder for $14.
You like them? I mean, just as disposable.
I don't like them. It's
but you do. You, have you had success longevity wise? No, right.
In general,
I don't mean
no.
to knock any brand, but
no.
but like
no. You here's what you do.
Yeah,
I built a big custom gates in front of my house once. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I had all the metal cut on a water jet, and then I had to age it down and scar it up, and you know all that kind of stuff. You could get yourself a good Milwaukee or Bosch, you know, right angle, whatever.
Yeah.
You're just going to burn it up eventually.
Yeah,
it's got so much stuff to do.
Right.
And then that's your $89, you know, whatever.
Right.
Harbor Freight is go get three $15 ones and just burn them up. You know, that's kind of what they're,
I guess.
That's what they're for.
All right. I'll try that. I'll give it a shot. I got to tell you, I don't know if these cats audience wise understand. Because for some reason I just thought of this. Remember your house with the rotating car thing?
It wasn't rotating. It was just an elevator.
That elevator thing? That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I don't know if these people understand the design and how you executed that
Nobody
thing.
Fully understands me.
It sure. really was kind of seriously.
I have people telling me all the time.
Like that was badass.
I go, I'm going to put this mirror up in the entry hall. And they go, how are you going to do that? And I go, I'll put a fucking Lamborghini inside my house.
Yeah.
Let's not worry about how I'm going to achieve this.
And the elevator, you would drive in.
Doable.
You would drive into this garage with the car, and then it would go up into the office, and it was all glass. It was like James Bond. It was literally like James Bond.
Yeah, there was a couple of stages to it. It wasn't quite
it wasn't that easy to do it?
No, because I couldn't get an in-ground hoist that went up 10 feet.
Oh.
They stop at like
6, 8. So what do you
six,
do?
Eight.
You had to drive ramps up to the platter and then go up from there?
I had to build a stand that got the car about 3 foot off the ground first, and then I was able to put extensions on
there. Amazing.
Yeah.
Really cool. Really visually amazing too.
I'm not like, going to be recognized in my lifetime.
No, but they should. People
point.
Should understand. Like you have like kind of a freaky, crazy engineering design mind.
I did engineer the whole thing.
Yeah,
I did
fabricate
it, and I did figure it all out.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Good stuff, man.
Made it fit perfectly.
And the people bought the house and love it. And do they use it?
No.
What do they do? Just turn, they took it out or something?
I think there's probably put a subfloor on it or bullshit. Something. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we have an update.
And wait, what?
I've never been happier. This might be our finest moment as a group. Well, we were looking for the band Double Dinos, and then it occurred to me that we're talking about a Jewish metal band, and their name is, in fact, Double D Nose.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it was Double D Nose, but Double D Nose.
This
right.
appears to be their smash hit, Double D.
Okay, yeah. Good.
You should be impressed with
this
me.
This is huge.
But here it is. Sorry. Double D. What year is this from? Seems earlier.
Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, Double D Nose with the facts of funk, here's how it flows.
It's been reducing, delightful, deliciously dumb. Taking the dollars and having fun.
Dedicated, elated,
to rep for your all.
We're bitching, we're bitching, we're winning it all.
We will stand tall with the speech, summer fall. Who needs the brains? We got the box and the ball.
We the D, wickedly decree that the mad rap rabbits is the place to be.
With the thicker MCs that you're worried about.
I'm Superman, there is no doubt.
You people!
Scream and shout.
We're about to climb.
So this mother out.
Double D.
The mad rap rabbits is the place to be.
Double D.
Cool, Lord Rap.
In Hebrew school,
they rap about booty.
Ten commandments is the biggest rage.
Thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt not cope.
I'll be laying on the beach, rocking dope.
Thou shalt not steal.
The tribe has spoke.
Thou shalt
righteously flee.
No joke, I smoke.
Double D.
The mad, bad rapping in the place to be.
All right. I blame the Beastie Boys.
Quite simply,
they basically just said anybody can have a band. You don't have to sing.
And who's the guy?
Anything.
Who's the guy that does the with the nose? Remember the rapper that had the nose with the bathroom? I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
Yeah, that guy.
He had that vibe.
He just died, didn't he?
But what was his name?
I can't think of that guy's name.
He was a rapper. And
Humpty.
It was Humpty.
He sung
Humpty.
The Humpty Hump
song.
He sung the Humpty Hump song.
He had the so it was a combo of that band was a combo of Humpty, Beastie Boys, and the third one Jay Giles Band,
Digital Underground.
Yeah.
But what was his name? What was the Humpty Hump guy's name? He had a
I think it's
name.
Shock G.
Oh, did he just die recently?
Yeah, one of the greats. I felt that the axis of the earth shifted slightly when he passed. I could feel it might have been gas.
Well, with COVID, I'm not sure who died when.
He died in late April.
Oh. How old was he?
He was born in 63, so.
He was 58.
56. Or 7.
No, 58.
Oh, 58, sorry. Yeah. 57 or 58, kind of depends on what month he was born. I think Dr. Drew has that guy's Humpty Hump glasses and nose on his mantelpiece.
Really has them?
Well, yeah, really.
Like
but
his
I don't,
originals?
Well, I do not know if it was the one he actually wore in the video or it was he had a couple of backups or something. You know what I mean? It's like,
but it's not a collector thing.
I'd say it is, but I don't know. I have to ask Dr.
Drew. Here's what we have to talk to Drew about. Okay. Why do you have a collector item of the Humpty guy's glasses yet hollow corridors? How can you have that
hollow corridors?
Discrepancy, right? How can you do that hypocrisy?
I try to push that out of my mind.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I try to push that out, but you
I brought it back.
Yes, you evoked it now.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right.
Did you ever get busy in a Burger King bathroom?
Was that in the song?
Yes, it was.
No, Burger King was a little expensive.
Yeah.
Carl's Jr. was too expensive for me.
That's right.
When I was a working man.
Yeah.
And Burger King was a little pricey for me, but the Burger King in Canoga Park, when I used to work out there in Chatsworth, building cabinets, every once in a while they ran the two Whoppers for a buck special.
Uh-huh.
I was all in.
Yeah, you were.
I'd pull my pickup truck into that place.
And you just ate them.
My shiny four quarters out.
Hell yeah.
Go in there and go to town.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I like you.
That was my thing. All right. What else? We got one more?
Yeah, we got one more question from our Twitter feed. You can follow us on Twitter at Ace on the House. This is from Shady at Best. What are the correct screws to use to screw 5/8 ACX plywood down on top of 3/4 TNG subfloor?
By the way, I love those screws.
I know that drywall and regular gold screws are not strong enough. Construction screws say non-structural only.
Yeah, construction screws say non-structural only.
That is what his tweet says.
They're just saying don't frame with them.
Yeah, they don't want to have, you know.
But that's stupid, too.
Sheer issues with their, if someone screws those in. But those are really suitable.
That's totally fine.
Drywall screws clearly are not. But those are fine.
They snap.
Yeah.
But as we found out through the course of doing this show, the zinc drywall screws are like 50 times stronger in shear strength or something.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about once. Or maybe 10 times stronger. Like they're quite a bit stronger.
Right.
So maybe a zinc drywall screw.
And I've come to rely, and I know you do this too, framing with screws. To me, it's so much smarter because it's fuck-up proof.
Well, when you go as fast as I go, you're constantly fucking up and going, oh, we got to raise the header up 2 inches because we didn't account for the tile on the floor or whatever.
Right.
It's like, back those screws
That's
out.
That's it. Otherwise, you're cutting nails from your nail gun out. It's a nightmare.
Or getting out the cat's paw. That's all right. So here's what I would say.
Yeah.
Construction screws are fine. Zinc drywall screws are fine, but I would go with the construction screws.
Yeah.
And let's talk length, Stromer.
Well, do we have to?
Yeah. You're going into 3/4 subflooring.
Yeah.
And you're doing it, you're putting 5/8 on top of it.
Yeah, you don't want to come through the sub ever.
Well, you might want to come through the sub if you want to hit a joist.
Yeah, in that case, yes.
If you'd like to get something into a joist, you better figure out the layout first. Yeah. You'll probably be able to tell by the existing flooring, right?
Right. And if you can, and you can get under the crawl space, you can kind of measure from there or poke a drill bit up through the underneath side.
So do the joist thing, and I would try to get into a joist.
Night and day difference when you hit joists and use subfloor adhesive and screw everything off. It literally changes the feel of the entire room.
Right.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. And so if you got 5/8 and you got 3/4, then you're at 1 3/8 worth of wood. And then if you went with a 3-inch construction screw, that would be plenty enough to catch a joist.
Correct. And then if you're in bays, though, don't go through the subfloor.
If, in fact, you're not planning on catching joists or you want to do some stuff in the field, then adjust accordingly. I would say 1 1/4 would be fine. I don't think they make 1 3/8.
No, I don't think so.
So go with 1 1/4. Right. That's fine. Just bury them.
Bury them.
All right, Stromer, take care of your Geico.
Well, question. Do you own or do you rent your home? Well, sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Just go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico Easy. That's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Visit geico.com.
All right. Let's see.
Hey, passed my driver's test yesterday.
Oh, my God. That
didn't
is
even
huge.
Have to. You know what? I studied for months.
Mm.
I was driving on an expired license for several months.
Mm-hmm.
Terrified of failing the test.
Mm-hmm.
Went in
mm.
yesterday. Didn't have to take the test.
Passed the driver's test.
Didn't have to take it. Didn't have to take it. They said, here's your get a picture. Goodbye. And I was like, okay. And I'd already studied the manual, quiz, taken those tests online, learned many things that I never knew, as it turns out.
Mm.
Here I am, a legal driver.
Passed his driver's test.
That's right.
Next thing you know, he's going to get his braces off, and Becky Anderson's going to ask him to the junior prom. So
Donnie will get his leg braces off, finally.
I predict great things for your future, Stromer.
I appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
All right. Friday and Saturday, this Friday and Saturday, July 16th, 17th, going to be Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, that's
good Nights Comedy Club there. Yeah, you go to amcarolla.com for all live shows. I got Minneapolis coming up August 27th, 28th, and I got, I got Royal Oak in Michigan coming up. I got Kansas City. I'm all over the place. So
how about you come up visit me up in Higgins Lake? Do a little water skiing with the Stromers.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
You want to?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I got a Speedo for you.
How far are you from Raleigh, North Carolina?
Traverse City. From Raleigh. It's quite a ways.
All right, then I'm out.
Well, maybe, though. You might as well try it. Come on.
All right. You can go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Eric Stromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
This is Corolla Digital.